Yeah, he's our starting quarterback, so he was missed every week that he didn't play. Brian did a nice job stepping in and filling that role, but, you know, there's nothing like having a start like your starter out there in any position. Just an offense that we kind of found a little bit of an identity there for, you know, the 4-week stretch, moving the football. You know, obviously we need to continue to improve our third down. We need to continue to improve in the red area, and we got to score some more points. That way, I think that he's coming into an offense now that, you know, some people understand the system a little bit better. Obviously, you know, Jordan stepped up and played better, and he's continued to get better and better and continue to learn the protections and stuff. So hopefully, you guys have heard me say this before, good quarterback play comes down to the other 10 guys doing their job. Hopefully, at this point, we're better off than we were week one when we had a lot of moving parts, and week two when Jay was playing. It's still, you know, who's got the hot hand. You know, obviously, Kadeem has had a couple good games, and you know it showed in some of the production and some of the, you know, the number of carries he's gotten, the number of touches. And Coach Drain does a really good job of that stuff. We'll continue to do that. The hot hand's going to get, you know, the majority of the carries. The thing is, the scheme fits their personnel very, very well, and they have depth. You know, they've drafted well. They fit these guys. I think they have 7 first rounders. I think they have 3 second rounders on the defense. It's a talented defense, but when you put all their pieces in that scheme, that's what makes them really tough.